turn this on. Flip that on you there. Put you on there.
No, I think it goes the other way.
Oh. Thank you. There we are.
Good.
Casey, can announce yourself briefly.
Yeah. This working? Yeah. Oh, it sounds like it's working. All right. So I'm very nervous to be up here. I don't normally like speaking in front of people. The Lord's been doing a work in me to actually overcome that a lot. So I apologize if I fumble over my words a bit. That tends to happen. I tend to ramble as well. So let's get started with what I have. I came to know the Lord when I was, or I asked the Lord into my life when I was 5. And I was raised in a Christian home by my mother. Growing up, I went to Sunday school. I knew Jesus had died on the cross for me. I rode my mom's coattails, though, for a long time when I was young, and relied more on her faith than I did on my own. And I actually didn't really pursue my own relationship with God until my late teens, when I really started to realize that I can't do that. I need to actively be pursuing the Lord. I'm getting ahead of myself a bit, though. Way back when I was in grade 4, my mom and dad divorced. It brought a lot of turmoil into my life. It brought a lot of anger and a lot of fear. My dad already hadn't been home a lot before that. He was a long-haul truck driver. And I saw him maybe a couple days out of a month. So really was hard having that. And then once the divorce took place, I maybe saw him a handful of times a year. My dad really has not been a big influence in my life, and so I praise the Lord that the Lord has been there for me. And he is my heavenly Father, and he's the one who I look to for support, and he's the one who's always been there for me. My mom is the other person in my life who has always been there for me. She has pushed me towards the Lord, and she's always been there and always wanted to look out for me and always wanted what's best for me, even when I didn't realize it at the time. As I mentioned, the divorce brought a lot of anger and fear into my life. It actually pushed me to the point where I was actually a bully for a little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit. I praise the Lord that that's no longer the case. Fear is something else that ruled a lot of my life. It affected every decision I made, who I talked to, how I worked, and I became a people pleaser a lot because I feared rejection, because my own dad seemed to have rejected me. And so that brought a lot of agony and fear. And there's one verse that the Lord brought into my life years ago when I was young, and it's really helped me a lot, and it was Psalms 27, verse 1, and the Lord is the light of my life, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? And he's always been there for me, and I've more and more as I've gotten older. I'm only 26, so I'm still fairly, or I'm only 25, I'm still fairly young. That verse has always been there in the back of my mind and helping me remember not to be afraid and to always be willing to push yourself to serve the Lord. And no matter what circumstance, no matter what rises up, it always needs to rely on the Lord. The next verse I wanted to mention was Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. When I was around 13 years old, I fell into the sin of pornography. I pushed God away at that point in my life because it didn't mesh with what I wanted to do. I'd stay stuck in that sin for a long time, and I wasn't free from that until my late teens, and the Lord pulled me out of that. There was a lot of pain and suffering that came from that, and the Lord showed me his mercy and his grace. He humbled me in many ways. He allowed me to fall on my face, and at the time, nothing I did could seem to be right. But the Lord never turned his back on me. He was always there for me. My mom encouraged me to turn back to God. It was not easy, but by the grace of God, by the grace of God, I am free. Now, growing up, I also attended several of the schools, both in Nanaimo and Nanoose, for the I attended Nanaimo Christian School and Beacon Christian School before that. But then in my last 3 years of high school, for grades 10, 11, 12, I ended up going to Woodland Secondary School. I actually found my faith grew more in the public school system than it ever did in the privates, or than it ever did in the Christian schools. It brought a lot more tests, and it was pushing me to either grow more in Christ or grow further away. And the Lord pushed me to grow in Him, and I grew in Him. My faith was tested, and I had the chances to share the gospel with many of my friends. Just want to talk about a couple of them, given the different challenges I faced. One of them, his name was Pele. He always liked to try and push as much as he could to try and get a rise out of me when it came to the Lord. He wanted to try and even hold a debate to try and prove Christianity versus everything else, and told him, no, like, this is a foolish thing. There's no way I can convince you of trying to prove the Lord. Only the Lord can prove Himself to you, and if you really want to know the Lord, you need to ask Him for yourself. I don't know where he's at right now, but I don't believe he has accepted the Lord or has looked to pursue a relationship with the Lord. Another one was a girl that I had known in high school. Her name was Robin. When I got there in grade 10, she was more on the promiscuous side, so to speak, and she actually actively pursued me. And the Lord told me to run, and I did. I ran. I stayed as far away from her as I could. And funny enough, we had a lot of the same friends, and we stayed, so I was an acquaintance of hers, more or less. I ended up running into her a few years after high school, and she actually told me that she was impressed by how the Lord had worked in me, because all through high school, I never changed my tune. I always stuck to the Lord, and I always relied on Him. I never turned my back and went into things like drinking or alcohol or drinking or drugs or any or even swearing. I always stuck to the Lord and stuck to my guns. And she was impressed by that. I don't know where she's at either, but I pray for her. Another one of my friends, and this is probably the saddest one, he was a friend of mine I had in high school for a long time. And he ended up, around 3 years ago, he was working in Alberta, and he did a head-on with a truck, and he died. They had a remembrance service for him, and they called it a celebration of life. I couldn't bring myself to go. It just saddened me so, because as far as I had known at the time, he was not a believer. And I couldn't celebrate that. I couldn't celebrate knowing that where he was. It was painful. And I prayed for his girlfriend. I was hoping the best for her because I was friends with her as well. But it just brought a lot of memories of that we have short time with people. And it really, we have to try and pursue every chance we can to share the word of God with them. Because we may have today, but we may not have tomorrow. The Lord has done quite a work in me in recent years. He has helped my public speaking. As you can see, I'm standing up here now. I'm still quite nervous, but I was actually utterly terrified at one point. It actually pushed me to the point where I wouldn't get baptized because it required me to stand in front of people and give a short message. And that was absolutely terrifying to me. And that was back again to the fear ruling my life. And the Lord has done quite a work in me to push me beyond that and to push me out of my comfort zone, so to speak. The Lord loves our weakness because through it He is glorified. Some of the biggest influences in my life have been the Lord, my mom, my grandfather and grandmother, and my sisters as well. The Lord has always been there for me and will always be there for me. My mom has pushed me to be better and to put the Lord first in my life. My grandfather was always a strong man. When he learned he had cancer and that it was terminal, he rejected the Lord. He did everything he could to push him away. A few months before he passed, the Lord showed my grandfather the truth. My grandfather may have tried to abandon the Lord, but the Lord never abandoned him. My grandmother has also always been there for me. She's been caring and kind. And I remember many times spending Thanksgiving dinners at her house, and it was always a blessing to have her. My sisters have also always been there for me. They've always stood by me no matter what, and they've always cared about me. Cassie is actually not my full sister. She's my half-sister, but I've never noticed the difference. She's always been my sister, and I always have loved her with everything I have. And same with my younger sister, Charlotte. She's not here right now. She's living in Texas, but I pray for her all the time, and I know that she always cares about me, and I care about her. And that's one of the things the Lord has shown me is family is something you have to stick by, because if you don't, it's not a great time. I want to praise the Lord for making me the man I am today. I want to thank my family, my mom, my sisters, my grandma. They've always been there for me. I want to thank people in this assembly for accepting me here as long as you have. It's been a blessing to be going to this assembly. I've been through a number of the churches in Nanaimo. We've always left for one reason or another, but this church is the one I've stuck with. This has been truly a blessing to be here. I want to praise and thank the Lord for it all, and I want to praise and thank the Lord for all he has done in my life. And that is it. That's all I have to say.